Geologists successfully returned a stellar sea lion to Sitka's waters yesterday after it spent the weekend wandering down roads and into forests. Biologists with NOAA Fisheries believe the adult male couldn't find the ocean. KCIW's Emily Kwong reports on how they encouraged the sea lion's return with tranquilizer darts and some patience.
4 days. That's how long the stellar sea lion stayed on Japonski Island, an area of Sitka that houses Mount Edgecombe Hospital. A night shift employee was the first to document the animal, lumbering down a watery roadway on Friday at 2 in the morning. Sitkins warmed to the lost creature immediately, commenting online. Maybe he's heading to the bar for a couple shots. Maybe he's looking for an emergency room. But the real story is more of a mystery. Julie Spiegel is a Juneau-based spokeswoman for NOAA Fisheries Service.
Some of our marine mammal experts are thinking that it's possible that he just didn't know where the ocean was because where he was on land was not within sight of the ocean.
The sea lion has no injuries and is 8 years old or older, weighing between 1,500 and 1,700 pounds. It's normal for sea lions to haul out of the water to regulate their body temperature, but only for a few hours, not for days. Locals were perplexed, too, taking videos of the animal sunbathing or hidden behind salmonberry bushes. The sea lion ran into the woods after being sprayed with a fire hose by law enforcement on Saturday. They were trying to encourage him away from hospital property and towards the water, about a quarter of a mile away.
And he did go quite a distance in the right direction.
The sea lion propelled forward, pushing his flippers against the grassy lawn. But the moment he got to Airport Road,
he veered off into the woods, and then he would not budge.
He stayed in those woods for the next 24 hours, visibly exhausted and hungry. He ventured a little, but never across the road. Marine mammal experts with NOAA and the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network decided to sedate the sea lion and bring him home. A veterinarian administered tranquilizer darts, and Search loaned a front loader, lifting the animal and driving him on a flatbed truck to the shoreline's edge. When he awoke...
Go home!
There you go.
Come on!
Almost right.
After some hesitation, he entered the water. Responders on scene cheered.
Woo!
He didn't even look back, and they watched him for a while and saw him catch a fish. So that's a good sign.
And Spiegel thanks the public for keeping a safe distance during the sea lion's four-day saga. NOAA hasn't lost complete sight of him. They attached a satellite tag to track the sea lion's movements and will look for clues about his health in the scat he left behind. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.